is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the various features that we have there waiting for you. You can go and get interactive with our other listeners. You can actually create the content of the website. The main page of the site, the main column, has items in it that were submitted by listeners just like you. You can go there and do that and then vote, and everybody gets to vote on what's the most popular, interesting, makes it the most popular, most voted, makes it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
Sam joining us from obscuredtruth.com, and let's jump right into things here tonight. Of course, we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. And there's been a lot of news in the mainstream media about this TSA stuff. The folks over at WeWon'tFly.com, I heard George Donnelly being interviewed today on Ernie Hancock's show, Declare Your Independence. And, man, they've been on MSNBC. They've been on Fox. They've been all over the place.
It has blown up the conversation. I've had the radio on for about half the day, listening to various talk radio shows, and they are all talking about this. This seems to have really lit a fire to where people are really upset about it. And now the TSA has apparently announced that the pat-downs, just running their hands into people's groin, is not enough, that now they're sticking their hands inside people's pants.
Really?
And they're grabbing their junk over.
For real?
For real. Over the underwear.
Man.
Or they can strip you down to, you know, it's crazy.
Wow.
This is where
they're
it's going
fast,
to.
Huh?
And then what happens when somebody inserts something inside their rectum?
You mean when the TSA inserts cavity check? Or
When some supposed terrorist comes in and does some plot.
Right, so then they'll have an excuse to take it to the next level is what you're suggesting.
Exactly.
Sure.
Or this just seems like to me, I know you want to jump into the story, but it seems like to me that they've been caught on just the pat-downs. So now what they're doing to respond to the outcry against all of the invasive pat-downs where they're running their hand into your genitals is that now they're saying, okay, well, we're going to stick our hands in your pants, and then that will be the thing that they back off on and say, oh, okay, maybe we went too far that time. So we'll back up on that, and we're just going to run our hands into your genitals.
Well, eventually, if they do have an excuse like you're suggesting, if somebody comes with drugs or bomb-making material shoved in their butt, that'll give them the excuse, we're trying to be nice, but we just can't accept this. I mean, safety, terrorism. So
it's always the excuse. It's this invisible enemy that can never be caught, can never be stopped.
Right.
And they're the ones who created it to begin with.
You know, I was listening again to George Donnelly from WeWon'tFly.com. His website has been around for approximately a week, and last week it was getting 50,000 hits per day.
Wow.
I don't know if the amount of hits he's had recently is dropping, especially with all of this press attention. Now, instead of focusing on Meg McLean, who was focused last week, and We Won't Fly was kind of tangentially getting publicity as a result of that, it's now shifted away a little bit more from Meg to We Won't Fly. And now the guys from We Won't Fly are actually getting the interviews. And my understanding, one of the things that he said was that the mainstream media was kind of coming at this National Opt-Out Day, which is happening on the 24th, the day before Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year for airports, where activists are going to be gathering at different airports around the country, and they'll be doing outreach, and they'll be informing people of what exactly they're getting into, because so many Americans are completely clueless about this. It is absolutely, it's shocking to me sometimes to be reminded how in the dark a lot of people are. And so the big question, I guess, the media has been asking is, is this just an internet meme, or will this actually transfer into a real-life outreach? I mean, I guess they're questioning as to whether or not this is really going to happen. Like, is there really going to be a National Opt-Out Day? Are people actually going to opt out?
Is Ron Paul really a real candidate, or is he just an internet phenomenon?
Yeah, Ron Paul, though, all you had to do is vote for the guy. I mean, in this case, you've actually got to opt out.
You have to have activists who are out there encouraging people to opt out. And I think there are a number of people who are completely oblivious. They're bliss in their ignorance. And they have no idea that the government is taking these pictures of them, storing them off, and eventually one day they'll start linking that in with their biometric data and keeping and building this profile about you so that they can control, everything from where you're shopping, how you're paying your taxes, just all these different aspects of your life. I don't think they're going to stop, and I think people will see that. We'll see the images. It'll be kind of a wake-up call, and not all of them, but I think there will be a handful who are going to say, this is enough. I mean, I just heard an interview before I came in here of a radio host who was the guy who had the hand stuck down his pants.
I think
it was for Wired or something, and he was talking about it on his podcast or show or whatever.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're doing it to everybody. They're not apologetic at all.
Amazing.
I think this could stick around, and I think we could see some real backlash from this.
Well, we're going to find out here in a matter of less than 10 days. I mean, this is scheduled for the 24th. There are more pinpoints popping up on the map over at WeWon'tFly.com. It started with 2 last week. I saw at least 8 yesterday. I haven't checked yet this evening. But I mean, with all the publicity those guys are getting, people they've got to be going to that website. They've got to be getting inspired by this, and seeing that other people are doing it is going to inspire more people to do it. Because when a handful of people show some courage, it doesn't take a whole lot of courage to say no to the body scanner. I mean, as long as you're willing to go through the awful molestation pat-down experience, you're probably going to get on the flight. It's just going to take you a little while longer. And if other people are opting out on National Opt-Out Day, it may take even longer than normal, because then they have to process more people through the secondary screening.
Or they'll have to limit the number of people that they, quote, randomly screen.
Maybe so. Yeah, maybe that'll result in more people going through the metal detector.
Yeah, and I hope that these protests, while they're outside, that they encourage people, if they see someone being patted down or something going on like that, that they pull out their camera phone and start recording.
I hope so, too. And obviously, with some of these groups, we're going to be dealing with people that are new to this. They're not going to be, they've never done protesting before. Certainly, seasoned activists like George Donnelly and Jim Babb over in Pennsylvania and the guys down at Freedom's Phoenix, they know to have cameras on hand. But that's something that's important to get out there. And if it's not in the, if it's not being listed over at We Won't Fly, hopefully they'll list that as like an important thing, something you need to bring with you,
or just possible, you know, ways you can do something. At the top of the list is going to be to opt out, just to say no, I'm not going into the body scanner if there is one. But something a little less risky than that is pull out your camera phone and film somebody who is opting out. So then you get this stream of passengers going through, people that are already through the checkpoint, sitting around waiting for their flight anyway. I've done that, where I've just sat in the seats across from the security checkpoint and filmed people. That was some of that footage went in the TSA series.
They didn't like that very much.
No, they didn't.
So, and yeah, it should be interesting to see if they respond to that guy yesterday. We talked about, I think his name was John, who said, you know, you're not going to touch my junk. And he actually recorded the whole thing on his cell phone camera.
They have said that they're going to fine him $11,000.
Right, that was allegedly for leaving the security area. I just wonder if they're going to make a stink about him actually recording without them knowing. Perhaps.
Oh, yeah, who knows?
That remains to be seen. So there's a lot developing here, and then there's also related news out of Orlando, I believe, with these body scans where the government people have been telling you that, oh, yeah, no, we're not keeping these scans.
Lies.
It's just temporary. Well, according to Gizmodo.com, at the heart of the controversy over the body scanners is a promise. The images of our naked bodies will never be public. But the U.S. Marshals in a Florida federal courthouse saved 35,000 images on their scanner.
Folks, these Social Security numbers, they're only going to be used for tax purposes
right.
by the IRS. That's it. You won't use them anywhere else, okay?
It wasn't originally intended for that. It was originally intended just as an ID
just
number
for Social
Security.
That's it. It's not going to go anywhere else. You can trust us, people.
It wasn't to be used for identification purposes. Actually, the old Social Security cards said that on there. A Gizmodo investigation has revealed that 100 of the photographs taken by the Gen 2 millimeter wave scanner from Bureau Imaging Systems, obtained by a Freedom of Information request after it was recently revealed that U.S. Marshals operating the machine in Orlando had improperly, perhaps illegally, saved images of the scans of public servants and private citizens. Not that I actually believe they're public servants, although they serve themselves to your money. 800-259-9231. We'll come back with more on this and your calls as well. Don't forget, these people are very busy keeping you safe. That's why they recently sent a couple of their agents to go shut down a cupcake stand. We'll tell you about that, too, coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing.
Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
We all want to look our very best. And in today's society, billions of dollars are being spent on products that purport to make us look younger. So what can we all do to maintain youthful-looking skin? Vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant that helps fight free radical damage, which can contribute to skin damage and premature aging. Vitamin C, in conjunction with protein, is also necessary for the production of collagen, which helps skin from drying out and helps prevent facial lines and wrinkles and spider veins. But how do we get all the necessary vitamin C in one serving? Genesis Today has created a great-tasting juice that contains the superfruit acai. This provides all the antioxidant-rich vitamin C you need in every delicious serving to fight these free radicals. It's called acai berry juice from Genesis Today, and boy, does it pack a powerful punch. Drink a glass of delicious acai juice, and you'll be getting antioxidants with 200% of the daily value of vitamin C for healthy, great-looking skin.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative-free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a Fountain of Youth facelift at avatarfacial.com. And click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled AVATARfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the Fountain of Youth facelift.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free to bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there. They're totally free. You can head over and enjoy our webcam as well. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact, because our chat room is built into the very same page. You go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can see that there. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And the CAM, by the way, is brought to you by Memory Dealers. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, ZenPaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. That's MemoryDealers.com. So the TSA has promised they are not going to be saving your pictures. In fact, didn't they say a while back that they couldn't even possibly save the pictures, and then that was found out to be total BS?
Yeah, they absolutely. First they came out and said, oh, don't worry, the images are blurry, so, you know, we can't even really see much detail. So there's nothing to worry about stepping into this thing, which it turns out the manuals actually tell you to focus on the genitals
so that
you know you have it in focus.
Hmm.
So that was a complete lie. Then they said, oh, yeah, no, they don't even have the capability to store images. And it turns out in the user manual for these machines, you can put it into a test mode and store off the image. And then it came out later, I think it was even worse than that, that they are actually storing all of these images.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's been one lie after another. And I don't know how how the government, they just must be so drunk with power at this point that they think they can just get up there, tell the people anything that they want, no matter how disconnected and completely false it is compared to reality, and that people are just, like, not going to even notice.
Well, people are noticing. I mean, some people are noticing. Some people are completely in the dark. But some people are paying attention, and they are aware that the government lies. But they, I think, are probably frustrated because they don't feel like there's anything they can do about it, right?
Yeah.
Because these guys can lie with impunity. They can lie, and there's no punishment. They can lie, and the worst that happens is there's a mainstream media article that calls them out on it. Oh, well, we got caught. Let's keep doing what we're doing. You know,
Let's ramp it up. They're not
right.
Keeping doing what they're doing. Now, we need to start sticking our hands down people's pants.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if they tell lies and get caught red-handed. They've been getting caught lying for as long as I've been alive and far beyond that. I mean, these people lie, and that's what they do. And everybody knows they lie. There are jokes about how politicians lie. And it's just like a common theme of, we know they lie, but we keep voting for them anyway, and we just keep paying taxes because we need government. We can't not have these liars around. We have to have these people. What? It's so disconnected. It's all so surreal and bizarre, and it needs to end, and it's not going to end anytime soon, because even if the TSA is stopped in this one particular point, if they, for whatever reason, feel like they just can't get away with, let's just say they stop it here, like you're suggesting, they just roll it back a little bit, and they put on the brakes for a moment, and maybe even some airports will start taking on private security, because apparently that's legal, where they can actually hire on some sort of security firm with a TSA's approval, of course.
Yeah, there's one company at the San Diego airport, I believe, that does that.
Yeah, so maybe that'll start getting more popular. But that doesn't stop the growth of the police state in total. It doesn't stop them from doing what we were talking about last night, where Michelle has a friend who was stopped on a Greyhound bus. The entire Greyhound bus was stopped by Border Patrol and men in fatigues, presumably the U.S. military, taken out of the bus. All of them were taken through a backscatter machine. Their bags were searched. The guy's got a picture of these men in fatigues outside of the bus. He said that they didn't want him taking pictures in their presence, but he managed to sneak one through the window of the bus. And apparently that's happening at some of these internal checkpoints that they've got set up. They have backscatter machines right now, and they're screening passengers on the road.
Not to mention they have 500 trucks that are driving around in various places in America putting high levels of radiation 10 times over what you'd get in a chest x-ray so that they can see through your walls and look at what you're doing in your house.
Those are really creepy.
I mean, this is the Orwell police state. How can people look at this and say, oh, they're just they're protecting our liberties.
Yeah. It's horrible.
This is my freedom pat down, I guess.
Yeah. You know,
this is the freedom crotch grab that I'm about to get here. All right. It's a good thing that I'm free and I live in this free country where the government gets to grab my crotch in order for me to go on an airplane and stick their hands down my pants.
But Sam, if it weren't for the government, we'd all be speaking German right now.
You know, this is where people... The roads were private. I mean, we're totally jumping issues here, but it's the same sort of indoctrination and brainwashing that happens as the government sort of grows into all of these new areas. Think about it. If the government started the internet and you had like maybe 100 websites that got government approval and you had they were regulating all the computers and so forth, people would look at that and say, well, Ian, if we didn't have the government here regulating computers and the internet, then, you know, you're telling me that anybody could make a processor and the memory and the motherboard and all the cases and that it's all going to be magically put together and work? And then all of these people from all around the world would just be able to magically interconnect without the government standards there to tell them how to do it? This would never, ever work. It's just too complicated.
That sounds ludicrous
from
our perspective.
We need men with guns to solve this problem.
Yeah, it sounds ludicrous from our perspective. Because we've been out and the internet has been relatively free and the computer industry has been relatively unhindered by the government. There are still, you know, like FCC certifications for devices and things like that that they need to go through. But otherwise, yeah, they're not telling people how to make processors, and they're not telling people, or they're not stopping software from being released prior to, you know, having some sort of government software quality inspection or some nonsense, which would so totally destroy the computer industry.
It would not be doubling every 18 months, and that's what it has been doing for a long time, and it's
speeding
up.
We'd be stuck in 1985 or something like that.
We'd be getting the new Pentium.
We'd still be using the punch card system.
Yeah, possibly. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then if
they
drop
holes,
them,
like
and
in a car?
You have to run them through in order, and if you drop the box of your punch cards, then your program's scrambled. So you'd have to go put them all back in order. That was before my day, but I heard the stories from my college professors.
Get the 8-track tape out. Put that in there. I remember using I guess it was... early middle school, they had these PC juniors where they literally had like cartridges that you would put in a slot on the front of the computer.
I started with the 2E and we had the big 5.25 flop.
Oh, I remember those too. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Tony's in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Sam. Hello, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
So you guys were talking about chalking yesterday.
Yeah, there's a big crackdown going on here in New Hampshire. These awful, awful activists are out there writing pro-freedom messages on the sidewalk out in front of the federal building, and two of them were arrested this weekend.
Right, and so I'm taking an art class right now, and my teacher, he showed me this art project that happened a couple of years ago.
I want you to tell me more about it, if you don't mind. Hang on, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, whether you want to talk about the TSA, chalking, or whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. Plus, coming up, you thought chalking was bad. We can't just allow these young boys to go out and sell cupcakes without a government permit. The cops have put a stop to it. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Orecacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
Sam joining us from obscuretruth.com. Go there and watch some of his videos. What are you working on behind the scenes right now, Sam?
Nothing right now. I'm taking care of some technical issues, and I was just telling you about my little two-day spiritual retreat.
Everybody needs one of those now and then.
Yes.
So obscuretruth.com is a great archives worth of liberty-oriented videos there for you to pull through. We've got our archives, by the way. If you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, you can just click and download right there on the front page of the website the last week's worth. And then if you download, go into the archive section, you'll find a few years going back to late 2006. All of it there, free and courtesy of HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. And you can enter through our special gate, if you will, to get yourself a free month. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Again, a worldwide leader for web hosting. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator host you. HostGator.freetalklive.com. Back to Tony in California, bringing up the chalking issue that came up on the show last night with two activists being arrested just this past weekend up here in New Hampshire for chalking messages out front of the federal building on a weekend out on the sidewalk, arrested in a very violent manner. I don't know, Sam, if you've seen the video yet.
I watched the video. I didn't have the sound on because I had something else going, but I have seen at least the two people that were arrested, and then later in the film, the little girl is sitting out there chalking on the sidewalk the entire time, but apparently that's legal. It's only the grown-ups who are
right,
who are not allowed to use chalk.
Yep, exactly. And another angle, an alternative angle on that has been posted. I'm glad, too, because the first video was, you know, a little more... it's got a music track at one point, and it cuts out all of the audio. The second video has the full audio of the first arrest,
okay,
and you really get to see the demeanor of the police and what's going on, what was said to them. That's now available at freekeen.com. But, Tony, you were telling us there's an art project at I guess, college you wanted to get into?
No. This is it's from a couple years back. It happened in Peru. An artist couple, they made these gigantic pieces of chalk, about the size of, like, a man's leg, maybe a little bigger. And they left them outside of the government buildings and allowed people to just take them and write whatever they wanted. Most of them were protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, within a few hours, the police came with the paddy wagon, confiscated all the chalk, and cleaned everything off. So it just kind of reminded me of that.
Chalk is very dangerous. You could get something in your eye if you're not careful. We'd need to have the police around to protect us from this.
Yeah, so I just thought it was an interesting take on that. I don't believe anyone was arrested for this.
So they brought out the paddy wagon, but they didn't make any mass arrests, huh?
Right, they just confiscated the deadly, deadly chalk.
So show of force. We're in charge here. Get out of here,
slaves. Hey, anything else you want to share tonight, Tony?
No, that's it.
Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, these two chalking arrests were in addition to one arrest that happened last month as well. So I believe the chalking is going to continue, and I'm presuming there's no snow on the ground. Next month there is likely going to be more chalking, and maybe even if there is snow on the ground, maybe they'll chalk on the side of the building or something like that. I don't know, but these people are absolutely ludicrous. I mean, they're just so outrageous in what they do and what they get away with and what people tolerate. People will put up with so much. And where's your level? I mean, where's your line in the sand? And if you have that line in the sand crossed, what will you do as a result of that? And I'm not suggesting violence, and I never would. I don't believe in that anymore. Maybe I did in the past, but not now. But what will you do if they decide that they want to fondle your genitalia? And that's apparently, according to Sam, that's what they're doing now. They've stepped it up already. I mean,
it's
after 2 weeks.
Number one story on the internet today was this guy getting, you know, the TSA putting their hands in people's pants.
Wow, it's amazing. Let's continue with your thoughts and go to Jason in New Hampshire. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Jason, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to stay on the issue as far as, like, the TSA. I was curious if you guys are familiar with the TSA Viper teams, which I love these acronyms. They're the Visible Intermodal Protection and Response. They're the TSA thugs that show up randomly in subways, at train stations, at bus stations, heavily armed, and they basically show up, and you're on a bus or a subway or whatever, and they're almost like SWAT teams, and they show up, they get everybody off, you know, pat them all down and stuff like that. I mean, I didn't hear you guys bring that up, so I thought this should be itching, because this is TSA, this is Homeland Security, this is the police state where random goons, heavily armed, just randomly show up on a bus or a train, whatever.
Oh, and I got to think, the first time that the TSA agents went out and did this, what were they thinking? I mean, if I just went out to a random bus stop and, you know, was wearing a costume and I go around and start telling people, all right, I'm here to keep you safe, I'm going to have to search through all of your things. It just seems so foreign and weird But then they go out the second time and they feel a little better, and then they get some more backup, and then they get issued guns, and it just keeps going and going and going.
You could probably do that, Sam, if you donned some sort of official looking uniform. You
actually,
could go to a bus stop and.
I was thinking about that and being the like the T. I don't know. I came up with another acronym, like the TA something, Traveler Assistance Association.
It's, right. Well, it's amazing how make it sound as much bureaucratic
TAS.
As you possibly
I'm
can.
I'm with the TAS.
Right.
Travelers Assistance Association.
Or it could be the TSA.
The
just
service.
Stand for something completely different. And as long as you look authoritative and you sound authoritative.
Mirrored sunglasses.
Right. And
we've got the police duty belts.
I'm going to need to search through your purse there. We need to see what you've got. Could possibly have a bomb in there. Don't cross any lines of genitalia or anything like that. Just ask
Put
people
some
to hand
blue
things
gloves
over to
on.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would work.
I love the term Viper Team because it sounds like Cobra Commander could be in charge there.
It's Skeletor who's in charge. The guy, Chertoff, the guy making millions of dollars as the CEO for the company that owns these body scanners and is selling them to the TSA.
Could it
which
been,
he used to head
happens
up.
To be, also happens to be, a dual Israeli citizen, by the way. And, I think that's kind of funny.
Could it have been any worse had it actually been Cobra Commander that was in charge of the TSA? I mean, how much worse could it get? I mean, it can get worse. We know that, right? And it's going to go in that direction. It's just so sad to see all this happening. And, yes, we did mention the Viper teams last night. And also we're starting to see these backscatter machines showing up at internal checkpoints where it's apparently not even the TSA, where it's the Border Patrol and the U.S. military that are scanning people through these things. So it's becoming multi-jurisdictional or something like that.
I went to a protest down in at Logan Airport 6 months ago, like when some of the first backscatter things were coming in, and I had a really interesting experience there because it was like I didn't know many people doing it, which normally like I'm in New Hampshire, so normally like, when I do protests, I do civil disobedience. It's I know the people, stuff like that, but it was a Facebook thing, and I was against it enough. I'm like, because I was horrified by it. I showed up at this protest, and unfortunately, one of the things I learned really early is don't ever show up to a protest early, because it was really interesting. You know, me and this other fellow kind of walked up, and we walked into Logan Airport, and I wasn't visibly doing. My protesting was in a bag, so I wasn't really visibly doing anything. His was out of the bag, but enough out of the bag that some people could have noticed. And we were basically taken down by state troopers within about 2 minutes of congregating with each other.
Yeah,
it's
you definitely
want to
have some sort of a staging area outside the location where people can meet up first, gather to a certain number, and then go and do it. You're absolutely right about that. If you've got low numbers and they've got more than you do, then you're going to be some conflict. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. So head over there, enjoy those, and you can support the show if you'd like. If you appreciate the fact that we give you the website and the content for free, you can still join up as a Free Talk Live amplifier and get behind Free Talk Live for as little as $3 a month. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, alternative options available as well at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and the fun. Vince is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
Oh, Ian, and I can't think of your guest's name.
Sam is here, and Sam? He's the co-host tonight. What's on your mind tonight, Vince?
Well, I just wanted to they did an article on this, this Homeland Security, where, mm-hmm. It was in the Indianapolis Star, how they interviewed two of the passengers who were just in love with it.
Oh, I'm sure they can. You can always find somebody that'll wag their tail for the police state.
I was also going to ask you guys about another thing about this. Because on another radio show, I don't like to say that, but this gentleman from the Merlin Project a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about the whip-around effect with this, because I guess the people from the TSA, and they met with this Dan Napolitano last week, and they're talking about the financial concerns, especially regional airports possibly being, and airlines being forced to shut down.
Yeah,
because
I know
people aren't traveling.
Well, the pilots' union has been in there meeting with Napolitano, and at first they said no, sorry, if you don't like it, tough. And then they brought up the point that, wait a minute, you're telling me that you don't trust the pilot to go through security without getting irradiated in the body scanner or having his private parts felt up, but yet you trust him to, like, take control of the airplane and fly it around. You know, there's just such a gap in the logic there. And companies like Disney apparently are also, you know, up in arms over this because people are calling and saying, hey, I'd love to come, you know, bring my kids, but I'm not going to have them molested at the airport in order to get there.
Vince? Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Sounding very pensive there. 800-259-9231. So we started the hour out by telling you about Gizmodo. That Gizmodo.com has investigated that, oh, well, guess what? Looks like the U.S. Marshals in a Florida federal courthouse are using one of these body scanning machines, the Gen 2 millimeter wave scanner, and turns out that they've been saving those images. In fact, 35,000 of them. And they made a little video that you can watch on their website that actually shows you what some of these looked like. And they say, we understand it'll be controversial to release these photographs, but identifying features have been eliminated. And fortunately for those who walked through, that is Gizmodo eliminated them, not the government.
Yeah, not the TSA.
And fortunately for those who walked through the scanner in Florida last year, this mismanaged machine used the less embarrassing imaging technique. I presume that means that it was, you know, maybe a little older, perhaps. Yet the leaking of these photos demonstrates the security limitations of not just this particular machine, but millimeter wave and X-ray backscatter body scanners operated by federal employees in courthouses and by TSA officers in airports across the country. That we can see these images today almost guarantees that others will be seeing similar images in the future. If you're lucky, it might even be a picture of you or your family. While the fidelity of the scans from this machine are of surprisingly low resolution, especially compared to the higher resolution naked scanners that are using the potentially harmful X-ray backscatter technology, the TSA and other government agencies have repeatedly touted the quality of advanced imaging technology, while simultaneously assuring customers that operators cannot store, print, transmit, or save the image, according to the TSA. Which
so
we know that's nonsense.
Yeah, it's a total lie, because in London, the TSA agents came out when that, I forget if he was an actor, Indian actor or something, went through the TSA scanners. They came out with printouts of his naked body image and asked him to sign them.
Mm-hmm.
That happened, I think it was like 6 months ago, so that was a total lie. Then there was an incident where one of the TSA employees had been scanned, and the other employees were making fun of his penis size, and he punched one of them and went to jail. So it's such a lie.
And whatever the state of policy, it's clear, according to Gizmodo, that it is trivial for operators to save images and remove them for distribution if they choose not to follow guidelines, or that other employees could remove images that are inappropriate, I'm not sure if I understand that sentence. Inappropriately if accidentally stored. Oh, I see. Inappropriately if accidentally. Yeah, like it's an accident. Oops. 35,000 accidents. How do we do that?
So, and we're talking about pictures of kids. I mean, this is child pornography. If
well,
it was anyone
definition.
But the government.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
there are people
they
that have
get
been,
to decide. That's the problem.
Right. There have been people that have had their lives ruined because they developed a photo of their child in a bathtub. This is essentially the same thing. It's a naked photo. It's not actual porn because there's nothing sexual going on. But maybe that's what happens when you say no, is that's when they get to grab your genitals. And will they also get to touch your children's genitals, too? I imagine they would, right?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, they'll use these kids as potential bombs. So
it's true.
We can't. We have to target everybody. This is really. We're not going to target the terrorists.
Well, we promise you though. We've screened for pedophiles, and none of our TSA agents are actually pedophiles.
Actually, the screening part of that statement is true. They have gone through and they've screened the TSA workers themselves and asked them, "Are you? Do you have any objections to the advanced pat downs? Are you worried about radiation from the backscatter machines?" And if they say yes, okay, you're laid off. Here's your pink slip.
Really?
So they have actually gone through, conducted these interviews. The people who have objected to them, some of them have come forward on radio interviews and shows and things and said, yeah, I was fired after saying, no, I do object to the body scanners, and I don't feel comfortable being around them all day or sending people through them.
So in that case, then, they are calling
out
their workforce to have only the most obedient
hardcore
and police state
thugs
people. Wow.
That's what's happening.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So look for more of these body scanners, not only coming to an airport nearby you, but maybe a local bus stop. Maybe the local courthouse will have one soon. You'll see that you start to see these things everywhere, and it's only a matter of time before they just say, "Yeah, you can't opt out anymore. If you want to fly, you got to walk through that X-ray machine."
It used to be you could leave the security checkpoint in the TSA's own manuals, which I've read on how they conduct procedures at the checkpoints. It wasn't until you put your bag on the X-ray belt that you were committed to go through the screening.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided, well, now it's once you get in line. So if you get in line now, you apparently cannot leave.
Can't change your mind.
Until they put their hand in your pants and feel around.
Hmm.
And
or
then
take
when
a naked picture.
Or take a naked picture and get a little dose of radiation, which they've also lied about because that what they first said, and I know the TSA's response, the mindless robots there, is the talking points that the higher ups have given the poor people who are there being irradiated and poisoned. They told them, oh, it's equivalent to a 30-minute flight on an airplane. Which the question that I have about that is, well, is that based on the original numbers that you guys came out and told people that these are the radiation levels, because those were proven to be 10 to 30 times higher than what they first came out and said. So is it really more like a 90 or a several hour plane ride?
Sam, this is the government. They care about you. They're looking out for you. They wouldn't want to, submit you to something that could be dangerous. I mean, it's not like we're talking about the same government that tested nuclear weapons on human beings and, allowed
kids gonorrhea in South American countries.
Yeah, that was in the past. Look, they were sorry about that.
But, I mean, not even just the people, but the TSA agents themselves, these idiots that are in there, oh, okay, I'll do whatever you want if I get a paycheck.
Mm.
They're standing around these machines all day long and getting trace amounts of radiation sent their way.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a healthy environment, and it's no different than what they have done to the troops in Iraq and Iran, or in Iraq and Afghanistan. They've exposed them to DU. A lot of those guys are coming back with all these health ailments and dying because it's just so deadly. They've sent birth defects through the roof over there, and they just don't care. I mean, that's what I hear from some of these people who come out after the fact and talk about how they were abused. They really believed that the system was going to take care of them.
Surprise!
That the government was going to be there for them. That, hey, I'm on the team. I'm on the good team. The government's going to do good for me.
If it turns out that the government lied, and it's exactly what we were saying earlier, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about it. Oh, what are you going to do? Challenge them in their court system? Do you happen to have the $50,000 or however much it would cost to hire the lawyers to go and do something like that? And then, are you going to roll the dice in hopes that they'll actually find in favor of you versus
finding in favor of the government? Several years later.
Right. Could be a decade later. 1-800-259-9231. The system is not designed to change for the better. It's designed to just keep getting worse.
That's right.
It doesn't matter who you elect or who you sue. The only way to stop this is to stop cooperating and to stop obeying these people. Secession might be nice, too. More coming up. Hour 2 is next. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.